The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He,' and 'to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength,' and 'to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.'" And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. When Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." So here's a little thought for you for the day. To be not far from something, that's pretty good, isn't it? Pretty good. If I got a B+ on my last test, that's not far from an A. That's pretty good. If I'm driving down the road and I'm running out of gas and I see a sign that says gas next exit, I'm not far from peace of mind once again. That's pretty good. On the other hand, there are times when being not far from something is not good at all. Not good at all. Might as well be a mile away. Imagine a ball carrier running to the goal line. He gets tackled just 1 yard short of the goal line just as time expires. Poor guy finds no consolation at all when you try to tell him that he was not far from winning the game. Might as well have been a mile away. So when Jesus says, "You're not far from the kingdom of God," which of those two does he mean? Well, he actually means both. Okay, but for you and me, the emphasis is heavily on the second understanding, because here's a scribe who comes to him unlike any of the other scribes and Pharisees in all the Bible. Here's a man of purity of heart and of uprightness of will, and he's trying to draw close to the Lord, and Jesus appreciates that and says to him, "You're not far from the kingdom of God." On the other hand, and this is where you and I need to sit up and take notice, he's not yet in the kingdom of God either. Because the kingdom of God is a kingdom of love. And love for God has not yet become real unless it's total. You and I, our job is to work on making it total. Did you know that today is the halfway point in the season of Lent? From Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday, we're halfway. Back on Ash Wednesday, our first reading from the book of the prophet Joel said, "Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart." And you thought to yourself back then, okay, I'm going to try to do better. But here's the thing. Trying to do better misses the mark. Because our trouble, and this is true even for people that come to daily Mass, right? Even for people that, even for priests, even for nuns, even for people who say their prayers, we're constantly striving to make God a part of our life. You know, it's like we're constantly striving. We want to have our home life over here, and my golf game over here, and my vacation plans over here, and my faith over here. And it's absolutely inadequate. Because Jesus says to us, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind and your soul and your strength. So the question you want to ask yourself in the season of Lent, here at the halfway point, here's what you want to ask yourself. Where's my heart? What's the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning? What's the last thing you think about as you drift off to sleep? What occupies your thoughts? What dominates your conversations? What captures your imagination day in, day out? That's where your heart is. Does it belong to God or not? It's not good enough to be not far from giving God all of your heart. If you haven't given him everything, you're still a mile away. And this is what Lent is all about. We don't want to come to Easter Sunday and wipe the sweat off our brow and say to ourselves, sure am glad that's all over. No. Lent is a graced and special time in which we convert our hearts to the Lord. And let's do that now. Let's make that our prayer intention in these last days that remain. Amen.